CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thobert. A TSA spokesperson says there's been two reported assaults at Denver International Airport this month. One person is facing charges after allegedly biting two TSA agents. Earlier this month, another man was arrested for punching and choking a Southwest flight attendant on the concourse train inside of DIA. TSA is asking travelers to remain calm and respectful. A Colorado woman is among the dozens of people missing following a condo building collapse outside of Miami, Florida yesterday. Cassandra Stratton of Denver is currently unaccounted for. Rescuers continue to sift through that rubble looking for survivors who may be trapped. The Colorado Water Quality Control Commission has voted down a proposal that would have allowed more pollution in the state's rivers and streams. That does have a sunset clause, so they'll revisit the issue again in 10 years. The commission also chose not to revisit a controversial decision from last year that denied upgraded protections for sections of the Platte River. Experts with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment now estimate that more than 50% of the new COVID-19 cases in Colorado are the Delta variant, which has increased transmissibility and may not be completely covered by some vaccinations. Currently, the county with the highest COVID-19 transmission rate is Mesa County. Medical experts continue to urge those unvaccinated to get a COVID-19 vaccine. They say until the population reaches herd immunity with around 70% vaccination rate, outbreaks and mutations of COVID will continue. The new Pikes Peak Summit Complex officially opened to the public yesterday, and thousands flooded in to see the new complex. There are bathrooms and a cafe with the famous donuts. There's also a gift shop, but it's the views indoor and outdoor that are the real draw. The opening coincides with the resumption of the Cog Railway service and this weekend's Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
Imagine waking up to enjoy breakfast in the stunning Grand Lodge before heading out to Arapahoe Springs Water Park, where you and the family can splash in pools, zip down water slides, float through the lazy river, and escape to a private cabana. Then unwind with a poolside drink before heading inside to relax, wake up, and do it all over again. Enjoy your summer of more at Gaylord Rockies Resort. Visit GaylordRockies.com to book today.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Q.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Friday. Yay, it's Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on 1360 AM KHNC. Of course, the station you always listen to. I'm Glenn Tate, the co-host of Prepping 2.0, which is heard every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on 1360 a.m. So glad you can be here to listen today. We're doing a video edition of this show, and that is available. You get to like see me in the Prepping 2.0 studios, and that's available for Patreon supporters of the Prepping 2.0 show, and details on that are available at prepping2-0.com. Hit the big reddish-orangish button that says become a Patreon, and you can see the video stuff. So, and the video should be, maybe, we'll see, on the KHNC website too. So we love the video aspect because, what do they say, some percentage of communication, I think I've seen 90% of communication face-to-face is people's facial expressions and inflections and hand gestures and everything. So you're getting more of the show when you watch it on video, but we have a heck of a show even if you're listening just on audio right now. F-15s and school board meetings. What in the world? How can you connect those two topics? Oh, I don't know. Stick around for the next hour and you'll see. F-15 Eagles are Air Force fighter jets, for those who don't know. And, of course, school board meetings are boring things, but now we're starting to go. You'll see where I'm going with this. First of all, F-15 Eagles. Is this the military history show? Is this the aviation show? No. If you're not interested in fighter jets, should you still listen? Yes, you most certainly should, because the so-called president of the United States, the current regime, head of the regime right now, I call him former Vice President Joe Biden because that's the last office he legitimately held. He made quite the little statement the other day, and it's got the patriot community on fire, and there's so much meaning to what he said. It is so telling both of the leftists' viewpoint, and let's call them what they are, communists, the communist viewpoint about America and how much power the communists think they have, and then also it tells a lot about our side and how we approach things. And I got to be honest with you. I love it when so-called President Biden will say really stupid stuff right before Friday. He does my show prep for me. Thank you, Mr. Former Vice President, for doing my show prep for me. You make it easy with your insanity and your gaffes and your left-wing communist hyperbole. You make this show easy. What did Biden say? Well, many of you are familiar with it, and if you're not, I will recap it. I'm going to give a pretty close paraphrase of it, not an absolute quote. He was talking about the Second Amendment, of course. Yeah, that's going to be the big crackdown now. Excuse me just a moment. I got this chemotherapy going on, and it dries out my mouth like you would not believe, and I need to take sips of water. My apologies, but I thought you'd be okay with it. So he was talking about the Second Amendment, and the idea is crime's gone up, especially in left-wing cities where they've defunded the police. Who saw that coming, by the way? That was tough to predict. And so, of course, in order to get crime under control, the federal government needs to do something about guns. Guns that you own. Guns that your grandpa passed down to you. Those are the things we need to control in order to make Chicago a murder-free zone. Well, excuse me again. I do apologize. I very much apologize. This ought to be under control pretty soon. I'm on the one of the worst days of a 2-week chemo cycle. After you get infused, it takes a couple days for the toxins to really kick in and do their business. I mowed 5 acres of lawn yesterday because I had to, and drove several miles to close on a piece of property because I had to. So I'm not in the best shape right now. But guess what? The show goes on. Back to what really matters, the Second Amendment. So we all know that whole Chicago thing is bunk. No need to rehash that. Everybody and their dog listening knows that, you know, Chicago's violence problem isn't because of guns. So he's rolling out his new – pardon me. I do apologize. He's rolling out his new gun policy, which is dumb and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It'll never get through Congress because as messed up as Congress is, they're still not going to. And some of these executive orders, I don't think he's going to get away with for reasons that don't matter. But he's trying. He's playing to his base. And he's dumb, and he really believes this. And his handlers told him, read the following script, if you will. And I'm gonna pause again, and I do very much apologize. Okay. I'm working through this, guys. The show must go on. We're going to cowboy up and get her done. Because this is an important topic, and I want to share some thoughts. I know this is a topic that's on your mind, so you may want to hear somebody's thoughts. And so he was giving this speech about the Second Amendment and guns. And here's why I'm so happy about what he said. He just told us what he really thinks about guns. And by him speaking about what he thinks, I think he's speaking for the 30 or so percent of this country that are left-wingers. And this is what they really believe. And the reason I'm so excited about Eve is because they're so dumb and wrong and it's going to fail. It's great hearing a crazy guy say, I'm going to build a staircase and all the way to the moon. I'm going to walk to the moon. And you go, you do that, buddy. You knock your own self out. Well, that's kind of what this Biden thing sounded like. He said, first of all, Second Amendment, he goes, well, it's just for deer hunting. He said, you don't need military-style weapons that can shoot 30, 40, 50, 100 rounds because deer don't have Kevlar vests. When we come back, we'll demolish the deer hunting theory. Stick around, everybody.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592. 951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Hi, I'm Samson with High and Mighty Construction, a local business here in Northern Colorado. Been doing this for about 4 or 5 years. Do anything from remodels, renovations, drywall paint, interior, exterior, and the phone number is 970-584-9033. You do great quality work, have plenty of references upon request, and once again, the phone number is 970-584-9033.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood. I was gonna carry guns.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Open Forum right here on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 Show, and we're talking about F-15s and school board meetings. I'm not going to leave you hanging for 45 minutes to get to the school board meeting thing. If you're wondering how that has to do with F-15 strike aircraft, the answer is it's a different topic. Haha. I'm not. Come on. I can't connect those two topics. We're going to talk about how Americans are going to school board meetings and saying, heck no, we're not doing this critical race theory stuff because it's racist and it's wrong and racism is wrong. And they're getting arrested, kicked out of school boards, and it shows an awakening in this country that I haven't seen in quite some time, and I'm very, very, very positive about this. But the F-15 thing also shows an awakening. So back to what happened. Joe Biden thought he was hilarious with this whole, you don't need, 30, 40, 50 rounds, 100 rounds, because deer don't wear Kevlar vests. Ha, 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 that's really funny. Ha, ha, that's really funny. Obviously, come on, this is like, you guys know this. Second Amendment isn't about deer hunting. Okay, as we say in law, raised and dismissed. We raise an issue, we dismiss it summarily. Okay, we all know that. But anyway, he's just being dumb, whatever. That's not newsworthy. And then he said something where he's just flat wrong. By the way, I've done a case in a state Supreme Court on what the Second Amendment means and historically what weapons were available at the time. So I'm up on this topic. But I don't need to have any expertise to say what I'm about to say because you already knew it was true. And then he said, it's not like, really, really sorry about that. He said, it's not like back when the Second Amendment was passed, you could just go buy a cannon. Actually, you're wrong, Mr. Former Vice President. You actually could go buy a cannon. 1791 is when the Second Amendment was ratified. And people bought cannons because there were militias. I know that's the evil M word. Oh, scary, run away, run away. No, there were militias. There were state militias. The defense of the United States was largely left to private hands. And there would be rich dudes. I guess they were rich dudes. Probably cannons cost a lot of money, like even back then. And they would buy cannons for their militia detachment that they kind of sponsored, I guess, for lack of a better word. And oh, by the way, Mr. President, these privately owned cannons that you think didn't exist, they were actually used in the War of 1812 to fight the British, you moron. How can you not know that? Now, I understand the average citizen listening probably didn't know that. That's cool. That's no big deal. When you're the President of the United States and you go on TV and talk about amendment allowed back in the old days and what it didn't allow, get your facts straight. This is an important topic. This is an important topic. Get your facts straight. So you're wrong, Mr. Former Vice President. People could buy cannons and military grade, whatever you want to call it. And of course, the muskets that average people owned back then and the military muskets were the same thing. There was no difference between, quote, military grade weapons and civilian grade weapons. That's a modern invention. You got, hunting rifles and stuff like that, and then you got AR-15s and AKs. Anyway, so he was just wrong about that. So then he said something amazing, and let me pause for just a moment. Thank you so much. That was not dead air. That was me. It's me. I have a cough button. I'm a super sophisticated broadcaster. I have a cough button. Thank goodness, huh? Thank goodness I have a cough button. And then he said what got everybody riled up and the thing that makes me so happy. And he said, you hear, and I'm paraphrasing, you hear a lot about the Patriots that are going to take back the government, you know, dot, dot, dot. You know how he can't finish a sentence? And then he said, if you want to take control of the government, you're going to need F-15s and nuclear weapons. So what he was implying is to take over, correct, reform, revolution, whatever word you want to use, you got to have F-15s and nuclear weapons because the United States military has them. Mr. President, Mr. So-called President, Mr. Former Vice President, you're super duper wrong. Ask the Taliban how many F-15s and nuclear weapons they had. Ask the Viet Cong how many F-15s, which weren't invented yet, and nuclear weapons they had. You see, Mr. So-called President, you think that just because the United States military has that hardware, that means that the government is sort of untouchable? Here's some things you don't understand, Mr. President. Oops, I keep doing that. My apologies. I keep coughing and calling Joe Biden the president. What a terrible broadcaster I am. Ha! Anyway, Mr. So-called President, I don't know if you know this, being the commander-in-chief and stuff, but for every hour of flight time on an F-15, I think it's 30 hours of maintenance that's required off the top of my head. I have a bunch of friends in the military. They tell me little tidbits and stuff. I've never been in the military. But there are all kinds of really complicated parts. And they're, of course, only kept in a just-in-time inventory system, which means, making this number up, but I mean, it's illustrative. There's like five, I don't know, flux capacitors. I made that up too, that are needed. And there might be an inventory, and if like one of them blows out on an F-15, you gotta like, you know, you're down to four, and then you order another one. In other words, just looking at F-15s for a moment, we'll get to nuclear weapons in a moment, because that's even dumber for him to be implying that nuclear weapons are sort of in play right now. And I gotta stop there. He did not threaten, in my opinion, he did not threaten the American people with bombings and nuclear strikes. Some folks on Facebook are saying that, and quite candidly, I think that's an exaggeration. As I've always said, we conservatives don't need to exaggerate in order to be persuasive, because we have the facts on our side, we have history on our side, and we have morality on our side. We don't need to exaggerate. So, back to F-15s. You could get a few, I don't know, initial strikes. I don't know how many F-15s we have, probably several dozen, maybe a couple hundred. You get some strikes out of those. Who are you going to bomb by there? What are you going to bomb, NRA headquarters? What are you going to bomb, KHNC studios? I mean, what's the target selection look like, Mr. Commander-in-Chief, who's so dang smart? Remember, liberals are smarter than you. Remember that. Because they come up with stuff like, you know, well, we got F-15s and you don't. That's a good paraphrase of what he said. We got F-15s and you don't. And they're the geniuses that we've put in charge of this country. We actually didn't. They stole the election. But you know what I'm saying. So, what's your targeting criteria, Mr. So-called Commander-in-Chief? Like I say, is it NRA? Is it, I don't know, Mar-a-Lago? I mean, what are you going to bomb? If you got this awesome F-15 deterrent, this awesome weapon system that nobody can touch, I think the next logical question is, how are you going to use it? See, Mr. So-called President, we dumb country people, when we have a tool, and he's referring to F-15s, I guess, as a tool, when we have a tool, we don't just say, oh, I got a tool. We think, well, how am I going to use that? Am I going to use it? Is it usable? How do I maintain it? Where do I store it? You know, we think about stuff. We're complete. We don't just say, oh, we got F-15, so nobody can touch us. So what does the targeting package look like? Are you really going to, and here's the political question, Mr. Former Vice President, are you really going to bomb U.S. cities? I mean, are you going to do that? I don't think he intends that, to be very honest. I mean, I'm giving the guy a break. I'm not a conspiracy theory wacko. I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm inside this guy's mind and I know what he's thinking, because I don't. See, he didn't really mean all the stuff, all the meaning that came out of what he said, and all the way that we in the Patriot community have taken this. He didn't mean it. He didn't think it through. He didn't realize the ramifications of what he was saying. He didn't realize how we would take it, which means he's dumb. You get up there and you give a big speech on the Second Amendment and your new federal policy, and you start having a bunch of, I don't know, tens of millions of people in this country right now, patriots, are saying to themselves, did this Biden guy really threaten to bomb U.S. cities, both conventionally and nuclearly? We'll get into the nuclear part in a moment, because that's even a dumber statement of his. You got to think these things through. That's why it's been my life experience, and probably yours too, that the more conservative and traditional somebody is, the less they throw out threats and the less that they talk big and they talk smack and they're like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Usually the people in my life experience who have done that have been weak people, insecure people, people who don't know what violence is and they think it's some kind of like word game when it's not. Trust me, I know what violence is and it is not a word game. So, are you really going to bomb cities? Well, now you got everybody wondering that. Not really wondering it. Not like there's going to be air raid sirens at NRA headquarters. I mean, you know, come on, let's not exaggerate. It's kind of amazing for a U.S. president, even if you're not really the U.S. president, but a person claiming to be the U.S. president, start talking about F-15s and nuclear weapons. Well, here's something else. Mr. so-called president, you may not know this, you know, being the commander-in-chief and all, maybe nobody's told you this, because your Secretary of Defense probably gives you briefings on all the critical race theory propaganda and training and indoctrination they're doing. And the whole part about how fighter planes work probably is a detail that, you know, you're not going to be burdened with, because quite honestly, with your cognitive decline, I'm not sure you could take in the information and actually process it. We went through the spare parts and the logistics part. There's also fuel. You don't just go to like the gas station and get 92 octane ethanol free for these things. But anyway, there's that. Supply, fueling, all of that. Guess who flies F-15s? People. Not just people. To my knowledge, F-15s are only used by the United States Air Force. So it would be Air Force officers. They are human beings. They have taken an oath to the Constitution. I don't know the politics of every single Air Force officer. I'm sure there are some libs, but quite honestly, it would really surprise me. I don't know that they're uber hardcore patriots. You know, they get out of their jet and they walk down the ladder and they get in their Ford F-150 with the Trump bumper sticker and drive off the runway. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they're like outwardly patriots, but I am saying this. It would stun me if any United States Air Force F-15 pilot was okay with bombing U.S. cities. I would be stunned if that would happen. So you think, Mr. Well, you just get like somebody else to fly one of those things? Because, I mean, how hard can it be? Because your grandkids play video games and it looks pretty easy. And you look over their shoulder while they're playing the video games, it looks pretty easy. No, Mr. So-called President, it's actually kind of hard to fly an F-15. Never done it, but that's my point. It's really hard to do. So are you going to get the pilots to go do this? What if half the pilots, and that's being pretty generous, refuse? Now you're down to 50% combat strength. And you got one, maybe two sorties. That's what they're called, Mr. So-called President. That's when the Air Force flies around and like does combat patrols and bomb stuff. They're called sorties. You probably didn't know that. So you got a couple sorties, and then the things, let's just say, need to have the oil changed, right? It's more complicated than that. So what have you done with your F-15s? You start a civil war, and that's probably, hopefully, not what you have in mind, because that's what would happen. See the absurdity of this statement that he made? And that was just the conventional side, you guys. That was just the F-15 side. It's even a bigger set of silliness, stupidness, and dumbness when you get to the second half of his statement, which was nuclear weapons. So follow me. You got all the same problems when it comes to I guess the federal government using nuclear weapons to go after people that are trying to overthrow the U.S. government. And by the way, I don't know anybody that's trying to overthrow the U.S. government. I mean, they certainly aren't hanging out with me. But anyway, that's a whole different thing. So when we come back, we're going to walk through the logistics and the details and the dumbness of suggesting that nuclear weapons would be used on American soil against Americans. And who's saying this nonsense? Who's implying it? I don't know. Joe Biden. That's kind of crazy. Stick around, you guys. It's good water cooler talk.
This is Carter, host of Bail Talk. Tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 to hear about crime and bail. 2 to 3 every Sunday. Don't miss it.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, folks. JD the Colorado Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about EnviroShapes Concrete, a local veteran-owned company doing business along the Front Range for over 30 years. You can email them at enviroshapes@gmail.com or call or text them at 303-775-7926. That's 303-775-7926. EnviroShapes does every job like it's their own home.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, folks. Larry Elder here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 5 to 8 p.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? A new lineup, big signal, and a rapidly growing audience. If you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic, northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my friends at KHNC 970-587-5003 or email them at ontheair@khnc.net and tell them Larry sent you.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more. Gonna take Biden Joe to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more.
Corn popping Cadillacs, Lady Gaga's got my back. I can't remember Jack, cause my brain is melting wax. We hold these truths to be self-evident, you'll see. All men and women are crazy, you know the thing. Can't even remember.
Dang you all to heck, KHNC Control Studios. You play hilarious bumper music and throw me off my game. Golly, that was funny. Thank you, guys. Well, welcome back, everybody. The Open Forum on 1360 AM, KHNC. I'm Glenn Tate, the Prepping 2.0 show. I neglected to mention earlier during my fits of coughing, thank you very much for your patience, that you can listen to Prepping 2.0 anytime at prepping2-0.com. prepping2-0.com, prepping2-0.com. All the archive shows, they're all there. I think if you like what you're hearing, you're going to like Prepping 2.0. Although I must say, Prepping 2.0 is an informational show that is directed at preparedness advice, information, motivation, things like that. So it's not nearly as political, Prepping 2.0, as the KHNC Open Forum show on Friday. Well, I was talking about the so-called president saying that you'd need F-15s and nuclear weapons to overthrow the government. Nuclear weapons. Well, we went through the whole logistical thing with the F-15s about how do you use them, how do you get people to actually pull the trigger or push the button and all those other things. So those problems still exist when it comes to launching nuclear weapons, or I guess using them as a deterrent, I guess, against people that want to overthrow the government, people in the United States that want to overthrow the government. Again, none of whom I've ever met, none of whom I've ever corresponded with. I mean, I don't know who these mythical people are, but I don't know. They stay away from me, so I don't know. Anyway, well, how is this going to play out there, Mr. So-called President, genius, commander-in-chief, guy who didn't know that cannons were used privately in the War of 1812? So how's this going to work? Is it going to be like a standoff thing where, I guess, individuals or cities or states say to the federal government, hey, we want to leave, and then the federal government says, you can't leave because if you do, we'll nuke your, I don't know, an individual. I don't even know how that works. Nuke your city, your stronghold, we'll nuke your state. How's that going to work? Well, first of all, you got to get past the problem, and that's putting it mildly. That's a very mild use of that word. You got to get past the problem of a United States so-called president actually nuking Americans. I got to be honest, I just, as left-wing and crazy and goofed up as that regime is currently occupying the White House, there's going to be some adult in the room that says, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this because this is a terrible, stupid, awful, horrific idea. We're not doing this. So I guess, Mr. So-called President, you have this little briefcase. Then, by the way, as I understand it, I don't know if this is true. I'm sure it's classified, so nobody's going to tell me this. Apparently, the launch codes are, like, changed every day. You think Joe Biden can remember, like, a new password every day? I don't think he has the mental capacity to launch a nuclear strike. But there's that. But let's get back to the scenario. Stand up. What are you going to do as the federal government? You're going to say, hey, pick a conservative city that's stereotypically that all the libs hate. Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, you dumb conservative dumb people that are dumb, says the federal government. If you don't quit talking your dumb talk, we're going to launch a nuclear strike against Birmingham, Alabama. Well, you've got all the aforementioned problems, like Biden remembering a launch code. And here's another problem. A good chunk of any city in America, no matter how red it is chock full of liberals. Because we're really kind of, you know, intermixed, I guess. I mean, you know, red and blue people like living next to each other and stuff. So, Mr. Genius, so-called Commander-in-Chief, you're going to end up wiping out a bunch of your own people. And by that, I mean political supporters. I don't know if you thought of that. It's not like you can say, hey, everybody who thinks Trump is dumb, move out of Birmingham, Alabama, because I'll give you 7 days, because in 7 days we're going to not Alabama with a nuclear weapon. Do you see, I mean, even saying these sentences is dumb. I mean, this is so incredibly stupid and not going to happen that it's really troubling that a so-called president would utter these words and would allow you and me, listener, to have a conversation about how dumb all this is. What was that guy thinking? So you got the nuclear problem. And then you got the other thing. And I'm only being half facetious, half kidding, and I'm being half serious when I say this. Don't you think detonating nuclear weapons in the United States, Mr. So-called President, would be bad for the environment? I know how you love the environment. You want to talk about global warming? Try about 1,000,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's bad. That's what I don't know what that is. Probably what a warhead does when it touches off. I don't know. It's hot. It's warmer than a baked potato coming out of the oven. I know how you like baked potatoes and pudding, Mr. So-called President, there at your retirement home. But it's really, really warm when one of these touches off. And we know that global warming is a concern for you. You're willing to do the Green New Deal and cost tens of trillions of dollars and blah, blah, blah. Gas, $18 a gallon and all kinds of other nonsense. So I guess you're going to need to do an environmental impact statement before you launch a nuclear war on U.S. soil, Mr. So-called President. Do you see how dumb this is? I mean, and by the way, guys, I'm no genius. I'm no, like, planner. I'm no person with inside information. I'm just a guy talking to you on the radio. If I can come up with a million reasons why this is stupid, then somebody at the White House should have done the same. I mean, if I can poke this many holes with about 45 seconds of show prep, then this is a terrible idea. If I can come up with reasons why it's terrible, it is indeed certifiably terrible. So you got the nuclear weapon thing. Now, here's another thing about all this. We all know, because we've read history, know this. The entire purpose of the Second Amendment is not deer in Kevlar vests. Come on, what is that? Is that a cartoon you're talking about? I mean, anyway, it's not deer in Kevlar vests. It's about the American people having the ability to deter, which is what we want, because we don't want violence. We want to deter violence. We don't want actual violence. Speaking, I'm going to go ahead and say it universally for the patriot community, we don't want violence. We don't want violence. We want to persuade, dissuade, deter bad behavior by the government. So, Second Amendment most certainly is about being able to prevent a tyrannical government from doing tyrannical things. And there's so much evidence for it, I'm not even going to cite any of it to you, because you already know it. So you got that. So, Mr. President, if you want to just amp this up and make this confrontational, you did an extremely good job. Here's two more thoughts on all of this. This really shows, I alluded to this at the beginning of the show, but I want to make this point. A point I think on the other side of the break. Did you see how I did that? That was pretty clever. Anyway, stick around, everybody. We're having fun. We're having a blast here. Stick around.
The Bible says, you shall not murder. And everyone knows abortion is murder, right? But the pro-life industry tells us it's not murder if the baby's heartbeat can't be heard. It's not murder if you wait 3 days, or if the abortionist has the proper paperwork on file with the state. But it is murder. Join Colorado Right to Life and act to stop abortion now and to end it for all time. Search Colorado Right to Life right now to find out how. That's Colorado Right to Life right now.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
As you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Always the best bumper music. Always, always, always. Welcome back to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show. We're talking about F-15s and school board meetings. We're going to wrap up with the F-15 part and get to the school board meeting part because that is such doggone good news I wanted to share with you. So, back to the F-15s and nuclear weapons. Two final points here. Mr. So-called President, Commander-in-Chief, who's supposedly smarter than all of us listening, two points, sir. And I do call you sir because I was raised right and I show respect to my extreme elders and people, you know, who are having a tough time struggling with their memory and cognitive thing. I like to cut breaks to the pathetic, you know, older folks, if they are indeed pathetic. And you are, sir. You are cognitively impaired. So, two points. Number one, rifles work. The premise of smart guy Biden's speech was that rifles don't work against F-15s and nuclear weapons. No, they do. And I'm not advocating that people make them work. I'm just saying they work pretty doggone well. One little example, Mr. Commander-in-Chief, who's apparently not up on military affairs, there are these little things called ODAs, Operational Detachment Alpha. And that's a Special Forces 12-man A-team. What do they do? And this is a big part of U.S. defense policy. You were talking to the Secretary of Defense about all the gender and race, you know, trainings, and so you probably didn't know this. Green Berets, teams of 12 usually, go into places with just 12 dudes and rifles for the most part, and they train indigenous local people how to overthrow governments. The Special Forces and the Central Intelligence Agency and the OSS before that in World War II, you may not know all this history, Mr. So-called President, but I like went to high school and learned this, so you know I'm pretty up on it. It's not hard to know. Those small teams of men with rifles are all about overthrowing governments. We overthrow other governments. You probably like have heard of that. So rifles work. Again, ask the Taliban and the Viet Cong. But here's the big one. This is delicious, hilarious irony, and this has been all over the memes for the past couple days. So, the president, he's not the president, the so-called president that tens of millions of people with, according to the ATF, 418 million firearms are owned and in circulation and are usable in this country. 400 million firearms are not able to topple a government because the government has F-15s and nuclear weapons. I think that's a very accurate summary of what former Vice President Biden had to say. 400 million guns, tens of millions of shooters, trained shooters, military veterans, hunters, all that stuff, cannot possibly overthrow a government that has F-15s and nuclear weapons. Really? Then what was 1-6 all about? You know, January 6th, the big so-called insurrection. There are a bunch of people, unarmed, totally unarmed, zero firearms on the part of the people who entered, stormed, whatever you want to call it, the Capitol building. So to listen to MSNBC and the Biden administration, Biden regime, talk about it, January 6th was this, just almost, the government was almost overthrown by the guy, remember the guy in the weird like Viking helmet thing with the fur thing, right? That unarmed guy is capable of overthrowing the government according to the liberals. But tens of millions of trained shooters with 400 million firearms couldn't possibly do anything. That is absolute insanity. I mean, I don't like to insult people, especially on the radio, but how can you liberals be so dumb? How can you really with a straight face say January 6th was an insurrection that almost toppled democracy, almost toppled the government, and then say that guns in America couldn't possibly have any effect on changing the course of a government? Are you guys on drugs? Anyway, I digress. Well, now I want to get to a positive topic, because that's kind of negative. You know, nuclear weapons detonating on U.S. soil, kind of negative, kind of not an awesome topic. And again, thank you guys for sticking with me. This chemo is really kicking me. I've been doing very well up until now, but several hours of mowing the lawn in the sun kind of took it out of me yesterday. So, and I had to do it. We're selling our house. We're relocating to Montana. And so to sell the house, we have to have pictures taken of the exterior to list it, and to have pictures taken, I need to mow the lawn. I haven't been able to mow the lawn because I've been taking trips, hauling stuff back and forth to Montana for several days. Anyway, not to complain, but that's what's going on. Here's something cool. School board meetings. I am so excited about a rebirth of activism by the patriots in this country. And I don't jump at every little thing that happens and say, clap hands and go, that was awesome. Four people signed a letter to the editor. Yes, we're going to take back the Republic by signing letters to the editor. No, I'm actually kind of pessimistic about a lot of that stuff, to be honest, because I spent most of my career in lobbying, and I know how ineffective most of that stuff is because the government people don't care, and they don't really work for you and all that other stuff, the stuff that you already thought. All across the country, people like you, I mean like you, listener, you, are going to school board meetings, and when it's open mic time, comment time, you're saying this critical race theory stuff, keep this out of our schools. And what are they doing? They're arresting you and throwing you in jail. True story. We'll talk about that. This is taking off like wildfire, everybody. Stick around.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you ever wake up and feel like there should be someone to run your errands? We want to get things done, but just don't have enough time. Many of us hire concierge services like dog walkers or food and grocery delivery. Why should your insurance needs be any different? At Badger Insurance Advisors, we act as your concierge for all things insurance, pairing quotes and prices and recommending the best insurance for your needs. Call or text us today at 303-359-1799 or check us out at badgerinsuranceadvisors.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact at 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, folks. This is Terry V. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. to my new show, Terry's Views of the News. The show is about current politics. It's a hard-hitting, truth-seeking, conservative view show. So tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Mm-hmm. is a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, everybody, it's the final segment of the open forum here on 1360 folks. Holy smokes, what a fun time this is. Talking to you guys, love it. So, we were talking about the very positive topic of school board meetings all across the country. Would not surprise me. I don't know of any in the Front Range, but I'm sure it's happening there. The pushback that parents are doing is really amazing. There's this, you probably heard about this. A lot of schools are doing this thing called critical race theory, which is a really non-descriptive name. It's very misleading. It's not critical. It doesn't describe it well. What critical race theory is, it's an academic concept that's been around for decades. Spawned in the 60s from Marxists, go figure. It basically says white people are oppressors. No matter if they're nice or they don't want to be or they try really hard not to be, they're still oppressors. They're automatically, and here's the key part, because of their skin color, ding, ding, ding. Anytime I hear that, I'm like, okay, whatever you're about to say after that is not true. Because in my opinion, based on their skin color and you don't factor in anything else, you're an idiot. And you're not coming up with an accurate assessment of the situation. Anyway, critical race theory. White people are inherently racist and bad and oppressors. And then they say that non-white people are, you know, inherently good and have been oppressed and can do no wrong and all that other stuff. It's racism. It is bad. Well, this is being taught in schools, and it's been taught in various sort of strengths and variations and manners. But now, especially with the federal government, they want to sort of standardize the training. I've been getting a real good reception from the fighter pilots who would be asked to drop 2,000-pound bombs on Fort Collins, because that's not going to happen. But anyway, it's kind of a thing now. It's a push, I guess, from the federal government, critical race theory, and to be distributed through school districts. Well, a lot of American parents that are just kind of hardworking folks like you, look at the list, hardworking folks, you don't have a lot of time for politics. You don't have time to go to school board meetings. You're working, taking care of your kids. And quite honestly, we conservatives are pretty nice people. We let a lot of stuff go because we don't like fighting about politics. It's just not our nature. So we put up with a lot of nonsense. Well, there are limits, and we have found what one of those limits are, and that's critical race theory. American, traditional, non-political, just regular folks are standing up at their school board meetings and saying, no, we're not doing this. This is racist. Why are you telling my kids? And then this is the cool part too. There are minority parents who are saying, why are you telling my kids that they're oppressed? They're not oppressed. I teach them how to work hard and that anything's possible. And then you go and undo all that by telling them they're victims. It's amazing. So this is good news. I think we finally hit rock bottom and regular people are saying, no way, not taking it anymore. It's very, very positive and an extremely good way to go out on this Friday. Have yourself a phenomenal weekend. We're turning this country around, you guys. Things are getting better. I can feel it, I can see it, and I can articulate it. And I am so glad to be alive at this time to see these events and to have a teeny weeny weeny little part in it. Stay strong. Right on, everybody. Right on.
Missing me a dirt road and a beer between my knees, staring at my rear view, rolling through the pine trees, deer tracks in the dirt, good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there.
Colorado ranchers and farmers produce the best and healthiest local meat you can buy, and they produce it in a way that is ethical and sustainable. Initiative 16, or the PAWS Act, would completely end meat production in Colorado, which means your local grocery stores would be selling more imported meat from foreign countries at the same price as local beef. Stand up for Colorado farmers and ranchers and decline to sign Initiative 16. Visit stoppaws.org to learn more. Stoppaws.org.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Several law enforcement sources are now saying that Good Samaritan Johnny Hurley, who shot and killed a man who ambushed Arvada police officer Gordon Beasley, was shot by responding law enforcement and not by the attacker. Mayor Mark Williams says ballistics tests are being expedited to get to a formal conclusion. Those who knew Hurley continue to celebrate his actions.
On the plaza where he spent his final moments, friends like Douglas Evans honor Johnny Hurley, the man many are calling a true hero.
When I learned the details of what had happened, I knew that that was the type of person Johnny was.
The 40-year-old Hurley lost his life Monday, dashing out of the local Army-Navy surplus store to try and protect Officer Beasley. Police say he probably saved more folks on that outdoor plaza from getting killed by suspect Richard Troika.
Johnny took up the mission to be a self-defender, if you want to call that, honestly, out of his desire to help and protect other people.
The Army-Navy store says it posted on social media about Hurley's actions because it wanted him to be recognized and wanted his family to know what a hero he had been. I'm Jim Williams.
Drought conditions continue to fuel wildfires, including the Sylvan oil-packed peach crops. Many farmers in Palisade harvesting their first crop of the season this week. The staff for Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has released its preliminary map showing the state's new congressional district lines, including the state's new 8th congressional district. Congressional District 8 would include Arvada, Broomfield, Brighton, Firestone, Frederick, Henderson, Northland, Thornton, and Westminster in this drawing. Most other districts also seeing some changes as well, but nothing's final yet. The map now gets taken on the road for public comment. Those maps will be redrawn before they get approved, which will happen after the commission receives the full official census data on August 16th. To become the final map, 8 of the 12 commissioners must approve, including 2 of the unaffiliated commissioners. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure, and no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Room to breathe, new mountains to explore, tucked away hot springs to discover. It's all waiting for you in Carbon County, Wyoming. Embark on a new Rocky Mountain adventure in the Old West. With recreation, relaxation, and room to roam, Carbon County, Wyoming offers a respite from routine as well as a reinvigoration of the spirit. Find all the ways to get your West on at WyomingCarbonCounty.com, plus lodging, events, and safe travel tips. Carbon County, Wyoming. Get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father, and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea's going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had too much to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly, and it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things. But for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration. Put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tejibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking the tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tejibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tejibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tejibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tejibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tejiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpus corpuscles and the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pound Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tejibo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin, and in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is, you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria. So if at that point you stop continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain, kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor. They get some more antibiotics. And in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her chihuahua, and her chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. So I said, you know, did chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you never see me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Thank you.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? He said, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years. And he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing to left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And, he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tahibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tahibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tahiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection
infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Dahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer and my PSA level was 1200. So now I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas, so I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada calls up
And he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea, once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed, And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best, but unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, in the informational booklets that you include whatever you order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course. She says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Dehebo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Pau de Arco bark to make Dehebo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Dehebo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Pau de Arco Dehebo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Dehebo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatened disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dehebo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Dehebo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Dehebo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Dehebo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Dehebo Tea. The Dehebo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Hi, this is Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group. I'm sure you're probably aware of the reputations of many of the precious metals dealers here in the Front Range. I talk to customers all the time that know gold and silver are strong investments, that they are a hedge against a volatile economy. But these customers don't know where to buy gold and silver and are very justifiably concerned that they'll get ripped off. So I want to make you this promise. At Patriot Trading Group, there are no commission salespeople. We don't make outbound phone calls. We don't try to upsell you into some scam or package that we created. We don't disclose your information to anyone ever. The majority of our business comes from referrals and long-time repeat customers. If you're looking to learn about or invest in precious metals, give us a call at 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. That's 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. The Patriot Trading Group. No salespeople, no calls, just old-fashioned service.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men.
And three men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Hey guys, this is Steve from Red Pill Truth, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. This show runs Saturdays at 3. We talk about the truths that the mainstream media won't tell you about until they have to. We'll see you Saturday at 3.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns?
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential.
I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
This is an employees bargaining chip now.
Send
what's happening?
The clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
Thank you, Blue Eyes. Telling us like it is from the grave.
Isn't it rich?
It's a live Friday transmission on this June 25th, and General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, former National Security Advisor,